All right, good afternoon. I still have to get a light for this in this room because it looks like I'm in like this yellow, weird, like bad lighting room because it is very bad. But anyway, that's okay. Just some things to talk about here this afternoon before I skate off here and get to my some family things that I got to take care of here and spend some time with my family and enjoy doing that. But anyway, just some things to talk about here in the news. I think sometimes periodically I'm going to do this for a while, and I'm just going to go ahead and bring you some of these things that are going on in like a bulk sum instead of like picking just one topic. And maybe staying on a half an hour to 45 minutes or whatever it takes. Or if it takes longer, then it takes lo or less, then it takes less or whatever. But in this, just to kind of get an idea, give you an idea of kind of what my thoughts are concerning a lot of things that happen out there, excuse me, out there in the world today. I'll work on getting some better lighting in this room. It's actually, I like using my office. I changed some things around in the meeting house, but I actually like using my office for this. But I'm gonna kind of fix the lighting in here to make it better. I kind of like using this camera because I'm looking right at you, and I hate that whole not looking at people thing. And it looks like I'm looking up here and I'm looking over here. It just kind of annoys me. So, but I need to work on the lighting here to make it better. Anyway, enough of that. That really isn't a huge deal at all. But because you can hear me at least, I hope anyway. Looks like there's only eight people on here right now. Let's see if we get anybody else on here on a Friday. Overcoming in the name of Jesus. Hello, Brother Jason. Well, hello, how are you? I hope you're doing well, and glad that you're here on here, and looks like you're the only one so far. So praise the Lord. Well, there's other people on there, but nobody's saying anything. They're all keeping quiet. But oh, there's the Sullivan kid came on there. And anyway, I'm glad to know. Oh, there's Becca. She's on there too. So we've got some more people coming on, and go ahead and make yourself known there. Go ahead and make a comment there so I know you're listening at least. I'm not at church, so I can't look at you to see if you're listening, but anyway. But just some things to talk about. And Thomas Finnegan. Call me Tom. All right, good. Be found in Christ. I'm listening. Good. Well, let me get started with some of these things here that are kind of going on right now, and hopefully you can see me okay. I'm switching through my browsers. Looks like everything's okay with that. I'm switching through. I don't think that changes anything. But anyway, so good, good, good. True to God for life. Good to see you on here. Be found in Christ. Yep, good. Got some more people coming. But I'm looking at this, and I better put my phone on Do Not Disturb because I'll get 10,000 texts and phone calls, and it'll be like crossing my Mac and everything because everything feeds in there, and it'll be just interesting. But anyway, so some things that are going on here in the religious world, I think it's interesting, to kind of cap off the week of things that have happened and in the last week or so. It's kind of interesting, some of this. One of the things that I think is, this Jerry Falwell's university, I think it was Liberty University. Jerry Falwell's been dead for a while, but I saw an article here from Church News and Notes from David Cloud, and he's talking about the student protests at Liberty University. They're protesting the president's statements that he will raise his granddaughter a girl. Now, that shouldn't be very shocking to people. Isn't it crazy and insane that that's actually shocking to people, or that actually has to be like a statement that you have to make in order for people to respond to people who actually respond to that in a negative way and think, oh my goodness, that's just terrible. You're actually going to raise. He said he's not going to give his daughter a choice. Well, here's the news flash for you. Neither did God. God didn't give you a choice either. You're born either male or female. This gender neutral and gender like I call it like psychotic behavior, because it's absolutely psychotic. There's it used to be called a mental disorder. By the way, homosexuality used to be called a mental disorder, and it is. It's more of a spiritual disorder as well, but it is a mental disorder. Anyway, They used to call that a mental disorder, and it is. It is absolutely a mental disorder. How anybody can think that that's not, it's really crazy. To think that, I mean, you're trying to raise genderless kids. Do you know how impossible that is? And we are seeing the absolute fundamental transformation of society right now. We're watching it. Like, it's scary. It's absolutely scary to watch. People are being fundamentally changed right before our eyes as far as transformed. I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming probably sermon. I'm going to deal with it. But, you know, this college, this has caused like a stir on this college campus. I thought this was supposed to be a Christian university. And that causes a stir? How in the world does that cause a stir in a Christian university? I want you to think about that for a minute. It shouldn't. But see, Jerry Falwell trying to compromise a long time ago with the moral majority and a political movement, and he really killed a school and a church and everything else. When Falwell first started out, that guy was a good preacher. Man, I'm telling you something. If you listen to Falwell out there, if you listen to some of his old sermons, not this guy, but his father, if you listen to his old sermons, like, I mean, way back, he preached a sermon called The God of All Comfort. Man, that was a good sermon. He used to preach hard on dress standards, hard on separation, hard on everything else. And then what happened? He tried to get along with all the evangelical movement to push the moral majority. And what happened? An immoral majority happened. Because I'm telling you something, you can't, yes, I do think, by the way, Be Found in Christ asked me, do you think these people that are transgenders are possessed? Yes. The Bible says the spirit, they have the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So that spirit flies in and out of them at will. And they have no control over that spirit. They have no control over what happens. And this is why you have the gender problem. Man, I want to save this because I want to systematically go through this. You know, I don't know if I'm going to do it in a video or in the pulpit. I haven't decided yet, but it'll be a video either way. But I want to sit, and I might do both. Maybe I'll just do this, preach a sermon in front of our church, and then maybe I'll just do a video for you guys on here. I can do both. That's fine. But I want to deal with this because there is a fundamental transformation taking place. Barack Obama called it a long time ago. And he called it. Let's see. Hang on. Let me pause here. Jason and Ashley Shaw. Pastor Cooley, have you seen the Mormon prophet and his apostles met with the Pope? Yes, that's a good thing. Hang on and remind me and I'll talk about that again, okay? I'm going to talk about that, actually. But this transgender thing, I'm going to get into this really deeply because it is deeply satanic and it is part of the end times. It is part of the sorcery. It is part of the sorcery, and it is part of the satanic opposition to the fundamentals of society, of the church, of the Bible, of everything. It's part of that. I'll go back and answer some of your questions here at the end. So just give me a chance to get my rants over here a little bit as I talk about these things, so I don't forget to get through all this. Okay. Give me just a little bit of time, and then I promise I'll go back through and I'll take a look at your questions, and I'll spend the last 15, 20 minutes of the video and I'll deal with those things. Okay. But this transgender thing, it's not going anywhere. And I'm telling you, because we don't accept it and we're going to fight this thing, they're showing what spirit they're of. And I'm telling you, it is antichrist to the core. It is demonic to the core. And I'm going to prove it by the scriptures. I can't go into it today. I'll do one video on that where I'll just deal with that. I'm going to show you the transformation. It's going to scare you how scary it actually is. And it's been set up for a long time. And I believe it, but I got to have some time to go through that. And I promise you, if the Lord allows me to, I'll go through it all with you and we'll get to the bottom of it. And I'll show you that it is all part of this end times. It is all part of what was promised would come. And it is scary. It is absolutely scary, but not for us that know the truth. We stand firm on it. So anyway, but isn't it something to think about? That here's a Christian college, and I put it in quotes because I'm sorry, they're sellouts. But that president saying that was that big of a deal. I'm going to raise my daughter, my granddaughter, a girl. It's almost like you would have to say, like, well, duh. I mean, of course you would. What were you going to raise her, a monkey? But you know what? The sad thing is that that's the way it is. You know, I'm reminded of the same thing here about another girl. A young lady was complaining the other day, and I don't know where that article is, but a young lady was complaining the other day. She's about a 14, 15-year-old girl, and she's taking a shower in the shower room of the school, and here comes this transgender boy, and he's gawking at her, and he's staring at her. Well, of course he is. Of course he is. I mean, how long did you think it was going to take boys long enough to figure out, hey, all I got to do is act like a chick to go see naked girls? And how long did you think it was going to take them to do that? I mean, when I was a young, wicked little devil, about 5 seconds, I'd have been like, okay, where's the wig at? I'm going in. Right? When you're a lost, wicked, hellbound sinner, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're depraved to the core. You say, Pastor Cooley, would you really have done that when you were 12? Oh my goodness, so fast. So absolutely fast I would have done that. If somebody would have told me there's naked girls in there and all you have to do is put a stinking wig on and act like you're a girl. Well, okay. Because there's naked girls in there. That's human depravity. That's how humans think. That's how boys think. Okay? That's how they think. It's wicked as hell. I'm not condoning it. I'm telling you, that's how they think. But here's another one. Here's another one. Okay? Here's another one I want you to think about. All right? The fact that, you know, that boy is going in. These people, look, when somebody is a transgender, somebody like that, they have mental disorders. They have mind problems. Okay? And because they have mind problems and deeply disturbed problems, they can do anything. They can do anything. They have no reserve. Like all of Hollywood, bisexual. Not all of them, but most of them, bisexual. Okay? Why? Because perversion, a pervert is a pervert. Satan is a pervert. You get saved from being a pervert. Do you understand that? When you get saved by the grace of God, you get saved from being a pervert. And you're no longer controlled by your sexual desires. You're ruled by the Spirit of Christ. And he's the only one. When I was a lost man, pornography, fornication, wickedness, yes, yes, and yes. But when you get saved, God deals with you. God strengthens you. All right? These people that are going with this gender dysphoria and all this other stuff, I don't have time to go into it. I got to move on to the next article. But listen, here's why. Because they have sexual disorientation. They have spiritual problems. They have spiritual problems. And if you want to understand the spirit of homosexuality, go back and listen to my sermon that I preached a long time ago. Wow, that sounded weird. A long time ago, called Homosexuality is Occult Worship. Go back and listen to that. I detail Hitler and all of them. And I go back through there and I'll show you by proof that's what they are. I show it in there. I don't show it. It's not a video, but well, the video's on there, but it's audio. Anyway, someday I'd like to get these put to PowerPoints. Some of them I don't want any PowerPoints. The pornography ones, we don't need any PowerPoints. All right. We don't need you visualizing any wickedness, but some of them will, you know, I need to go back and do some things on. Anyway, so it only took me 15 minutes to get through the first one, but that's number one. Okay. The first one, think about it. All right. That's where it's heading. And I'll share with you and show you exactly where all this fundamental transformation of society, like Obama talks about and all those other ones. Next, let's move on to the Mormon leaders. I want you to listen to this. This is also from David Cloud's website, and there's been other articles on it I've saw during the week. Pope Francis met Saturday with the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. the first church meeting of its kind on the eve of the dedication of the church's huge new temple in Rome. How about that? The first temple in Rome. The Vatican offered no details of Francis's audience with the church president, Russell Nelson, and other leaders. The Latter-day Saints said it was first ever meeting between a pope and the head of their church, and said the two men discussed religious liberty, family, and youth, among other topics. We have much in common. I bet you do. Well, let's talk about what in the world do these perverts have in common? Well, they both believe in sexual perversion is okay, because we understand what happens in Roman Catholicism. Now, listen, I'm talking about the papacy. I'm not talking about every Roman Catholic. They're good Roman Catholic people. They're lost. They're not good inherently. I mean, they're kind people. No one is inherently good but Christ. In my flesh dwelt no good thing. But the point is that they're people that are kind people. Okay? They're not all like that. All right? But the high level papacy, those priests, all that stuff, they're wicked as hell. All right? They know what they're doing. But what about the Mormon? Now, you can go back. I can't go into all of Mormonism, but I do have an entire series on Mormonism that is very thorough. I talk about the Jesus of Mormonism. I talk about their celestial underwear. Okay? And Joseph Smith was a pimp. All right? He was a straight up gigolo pimp. Pervert. Pimp. All right? So I have it all documented, and they're Masons. He stole his secrets from the Masonic Lodge, and that's what killed him. They killed Joseph Smith was killed by the Masons. Okay? When they shot him up that day, there were Mason rings seen on those fingers. And he was shot up by them because he took the secrets and he started his own little cult. And you don't do that in Masonry. All right? You know? Anyway, so that's what happened, okay? So why are these all working together? What are they doing exactly? Why is the Pope tipping his hat to Mormonism? Why is he okay with it? Well, because it's the same spirit. Look, folks, I want to remind you of something. There are two spirits. There's Christ and Belial. Okay? There's Christ and there's Antichrist. There's the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And there's the spirit of Christ, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of righteousness. And I want to tell you something, and I want you to listen very closely. The spirit of Antichrist is not wiping out Christ, any semblance of a Christ, let me say. No, it's a counterfeit Christ, okay? Counterfeit Christ. That's what Mormonism preached. Do you get it, how the kingdom of Satan is divided? It's all divided in many mysterious compartments. Go back and listen to that sermon I preached on that. You can search it out. Satan's kingdom is divided in mysterious compartments, it's called. They all work against each other. They're a kingdom divided, and they're going to fall. Okay? So, but Mormonism and Roman Catholicism are not enemies. The all-seeing eye, the secrets of Freemasonry, all of that stuff goes back to the Pope, goes back to the Jesuits, goes back to the Knights of Malta. I forget the other group. They were knights too, and I can't remember their name, but I can't remember right now, but anyway, they all go back, okay, and they're all working for the same people. Mormonism is a daughter of Roman Catholicism. Absolutely it is. And I think I talked about that too in my Roman Catholic, or my series, okay, on the Knights Templar. Thank you. The Knights Templar. Thank you. So that it all goes back to that, okay? And just remember that, okay? That it's all the same spirit. If it's not Christ, it's Antichrist. If it's not preaching the Christ of the Bible, then it is preaching Antichrist. Mormonism, that's what it does. That's not the Christ of the Bible. Jesus is not Adam, some spiritual pimp that's producing babies in planets all over the world. That's the Adam. That's their Christ. Is Adam some pimp producing spiritual Mac Daddy out there that's got a bunch of babies out there, okay? Anyway, it's a false Jesus. They're having their spirit babies, and they're all going to Kolob. It's just like the Seventh-day Adventism. Man, don't be deceived by the SDA. They got a false Christ, too. They do. Ellen G. White, come on. Nobody can believe that Ellen G. White was a true prophet of the Lord. Prophet. Anyway, okay. So they do have a counterfeit Christ. You know, go listen to I also have a series on the SDA, the Seventh-day Adventism, okay? Have you read her work? Yeah, I've read some of her work. She's a creep. I've read a lot of her work. A lot of her quotes from a lot of her stuff. She's a super creep there, Al. And how can you speak if you haven't read it? Oh, I forgot. I have to read every Antichrist thing that they ever say to know they're preaching a false Jesus. No, Al, I don't have to do that. I know what she says. And Al, why does every SDA defender, why does every dude SDA defender limp their wrist and have their women get up and speak like a bunch of men? Why? Tell me that, Al. Why? Why are they all a bunch of effeminate babies? Why, Al? Tell me that. Why are all of them limp-wristed, and why are all their wives have long hair but act like a bunch of butches and they're in charge? Look, Al, you're dealing with somebody that's a street preacher that goes out and preaches, and I watch these SDA women come up, and I watch their men take on this weird, effeminate Ellen G. White spirit where they talk like this, and their women come out like ferocious tigers and tell their men to shut up. That's what happens. I've watched it. I've seen it. Show me a manly guy that follows a female prophet. Please. Show me a manly guy that follows a female prophet. No, they have a Jezebel spirit, and they're like Ahab. And all SDAs are like that. All of them are, because of the spirit they follow. That's why. And they wrap it up in a veneer to try to look like they are, Al. But you know what? I know what they are, because I've watched them. And they are extremely effeminate. And they don't speak loudly the words of God. The women stand up and do it. The women are the ones that do it. Anyway, so that's SDA. That was your free hit on SDA. I have no respect for a female prophet that stands up and preaches in the church of God when the Bible says, let your women be silent in the church, for it's not permitted for them to speak, but to be in subjection. I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. Thank you. And God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. There you go. Okay, that was free. That's your free feminism hit for today. I'm going to move on to the next topic here. All right, so the Mormon leader. All right, I want to talk to you about something that I think is extremely important. I don't think it, I know it is. And it is very important, and I want you to really consider it, okay? And these end times that we're living in right now, one of the things that is nearest and dearest in my heart is depression and suicidal people that are going through depression and suicide. I've talked about this before, okay? And I am really concerned about depression, people that are depressed, and having been through some depression, some other things like that before, I understand what that's like, okay? And I know that, you know, we're vastly coming upon a society that is so filled with depression and filled with abandonment, discouragement, and, you know, eventually suicide. And it's sad. But they're turning to drugs instead of the Lord. And I had a guy get up. He had a degree in psychology and psychiatry and all of a sudden he told me I was wrong because I'm against medicine. I'm against that pharmakia that they're using to try to cure people. Well, I've watched people want to kill people on that medicine. I've watched people want to commit suicide after they take those medications. And they even say on the labels of those medications that they are prone to suicide, those that can take those. And I'm here to tell you that if you are saved and a child of God and you're going through that, you're not the only one to go through darkness and discouragement, okay? You're not the only one. Many of God's saints went through that. And maybe I'll take some time. You know, I don't have time today to go through it all, but I can give you some of them. Elijah went through some depression after he defeated Jezebel, after he defeated the prophets of Jezebel and the prophets of Baal. You know, he ran and he went through to some depression. You know, Job went through some depression after severe trauma happened to him. A lot of times, that's what happened to Elijah too. Severe trauma with destroying those prophets of Baal, killing all those people, killing all those prophets of Baal, having the power of God seen there, and then running in the strength of that. He ran like, I don't know, I think it's 50 miles or so, or 19 miles, I think it was, or something like that. Anyway, so it can happen, okay? People can get depression. They can get discouragement like that. They can get down like that. Saved people can do that and will do that at different times. And God sometimes sends us to the house of sorrow. And sometimes he allows us to go through those things. I know God, for me personally, did to me so I would have compassion on people. He allowed me to go through some of that so I'd be compassionate towards others. You know, depression isn't always caused by devils or demonic behavior. However, devils do sense the darkness and the doleful creatures, and they do come around. There's also something called desertion, where God deserts you for a while. Now, he never leaves you nor forsakes you totally, but he allows you to go through some desertion in your mind where your conscience can't see the Lord and can't see that you are saved by the grace of God and many other things. I don't have time to really go through all that, but you know, it is definitely the devils do afflict a saved person like that with depression and discouragement, or they add to it or make it worse. Okay. And we're seeing here, David Cloud in this article, he writes about this and he shows some reasons behind it. And I think he says, the music driven entertainment focused me first. The focus me first American pop culture is a devouring monster. We're saying American youth is doubled in one decade of the number of American youth that are depressed. A new study from the American Psychological Association has found that the percentage of young Americans with mental health disorders has more than doubled. Now, I think some of this might be due to vaccines, might be due to, you know, our environment and things like that, but it's a huge increase. These disorders include major depression, suicidal thoughts, and attempted suicide. The study analyzed data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. You know, he said, I suggest that some of the causes are an overabundance of leisure. That's true, too. Lack of discipline, addiction to social media, pornography and multiplayer online video games, psychotic music, the legalization of marijuana, the rejection of the biblical worldview and the acceptance of nihilistic philosophies, the disappearance of wholesome, winsome heroes from the national spotlight, and the mainstream media's perpetual harping against traditional America. Now, let's take some of those, for instance. He says that an overabundance of leisure. Man, I'm telling you, if you want to get depressed, he's right about this. You go ahead and not have anything to do. I'm telling you, you're going to make yourself a prime candidate for depression if you have nothing to do to keep yourself busy. It's important to keep your mind active in reading and studying and your body and working and doing things. Because if not, you can be given over to depression very easily. So you got to be moving, okay? You got to be keeping yourself moving, okay? And doing something and staying active. People that sit all day and sit around and worry and things like that, you have too much time on your hands. Go do something for somebody. Invest into somebody's life, okay? You know, read your Bible. Be in the book. Fill your mind up with the Word of God. It may take some time. It's not going to change overnight. I want you to understand that. Amen. Pick up your cross daily and follow Christ. You got to be careful about that, okay? Your health, your nutrition is so important. You need to walk. You need to, you know, maybe lift some weights and get out and do some exercise and get out in the sun and work with your hands. If you work in an office all day or you work like I do where you're studying and reading a lot, you still got to get out and do something, okay? Get out and do something active. Go help somebody, okay? When you get stuck in your own head over and over again, it's dangerous. Don't do that, okay? Call somebody, talk to somebody, inform, you know, pray, seek God's face. Keep your mind active. You got to keep your mind active. If you don't keep your mind active, you're going to be prone to that depression if it comes upon you, okay? So keep moving. Keep yourself going. Keep doing stuff. Keep helping people. Invest in people's lives. You know, stop thinking about yourself so much and start thinking about others. Sometimes you think, well, I can't do anything. I'm no good to anybody. No, that's the devil's lie. That's what the devil wants you to think, okay? You could say, hey, listen, there's nothing in me good but Christ. And that's true. But go take what Christ has given you and go invest in somebody's life. Go make somebody a dinner. Go deliver somebody some food. Go shovel somebody's driveway. Go help somebody in their yard. Go mow somebody's lawn. Go do something for somebody. Go share the gospel with somebody. But be physically active. Yeah, go to the gym. Get something done. That's right. That's right. Because that affects your mind, Craig, in Productions and Filmworks. It does. You go to the gym and it helps push some stuff out of you. So you're not thinking about yourself. As soon as this flooding's over, I'm all about going on 18-mile bike rides, man, every day to keep myself moving and everything else. God, as long as you have breath in your lungs, God will continue to do something. You know, I'm sorry to hear that you lost a loved one earlier this week to suicide. I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, Lord, please help Michelle as she deals with that. I'm sorry to hear that. It breaks my heart to hear that, you know, that people give up and they don't have any hope. You know, they don't have any hope. And I want you to have hope. Listen, I want you to know there's hope in Christ. You look at Job's life and you remember what James, I think it was James said about Job. All right. He said that, remember the patience of Job. Things do change, okay? It sometimes feels like to you that your season's never going to change. But it is. It will change, okay? You keep plugging through it. You keep doing stuff for others, and you ignore those thoughts. You cast them down in Jesus' name, okay? You have the power through the Holy Spirit of God to cast those things down. And when those negative thoughts come up and everything else, and those bad thoughts come up and really dark thoughts come up, you cast them down and you replace them with godly thoughts. Don't you dare give into that. Don't you dare give into that, to that despair. Don't you dare give into that. You don't have to. You have the mind of Christ. And you have to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You fight. You fight through it. You don't give up. You keep fighting. How do I fight? I fight with the word of God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. To the pulling down of the strongholds. You know, and sometimes those thoughts aren't your thoughts. You know, sometimes Satan those darts of suicide, that those are satanic thoughts that Satan throws at you. And what you do is you preach Christ and him crucified. And that's true. You know, we're going to talk about this sometime. Proper grieving. You need to go back and listen to that message that I preached on proper grieving. You got to grieve properly. Man, I don't have time to go into this, but I may do a separate video just on this, and I should. I feel like the Lord is leading me to do more for people that are in depression, people that have mental disorders that are in discouragement, that I should do more for them, that I should help them through that and kind of give them some guidance, and I want to. I really do. I want to be a blessing to people that are out there, okay? That's right. Hoyt, it does happen, and grief is normal. And I don't have time to talk about that now, but I want to. I want to get into that separately and deal with that. How to deal with grief properly? How to deal with death properly? How to mourn? People don't know how to mourn. You know, and Andy, you're not alone. If you're saved by the grace of God, you got the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's other people out there that care for your soul. All right. Don't you ever think that you're alone. And I want to do more and invest more in people's lives and encourage them. Okay. You know, you got to get out there and help others. You know, I know I hate seeing people at the gym too, but I'm going to tell you what, I see the same thing when I walk down the street or I go to the grocery store. I just ignore them. I try not to look at them. I try to look at their faces and I try to just put it behind me when I go to the gym and just, I go with a couple guys though. You know, I go with a couple guys, so I have accountability. I don't like going by myself to the gym. I just feel like accountability is wise and I go with a couple guys. All right. That's just what I do. All right. I don't go by myself. But anyway, I want to do more for people out there. I want to walk you through the scriptures and help you. And you could try to buy a cheap weight set, but I'll tell you something. It is good to be around people. I'm really, you know, when you box I'm in studying all day and I have to study by myself. So I got to go be around people because, man, I'll tell you what, when you start just sitting and you're not around people, you start getting weird. All right. It's easy to happen. You start to get weird. All right. When you're by yourself too much. That's right. True to God for life. People don't know how to grieve properly. And I want to preach and slow down with the scriptures. And man, I'm going to have to start taking some notes here and, you know, write this down so I don't forget to do this. I don't forget. Actually, my wife is listening. Honey, text me, put on a notepad and text me the ideas that I had for these radio shows and or I mean YouTube lives or whatever they're called, these podcasts or whatever you want to call them, so I can remember to do them, okay? But you need to be around people, okay? You really do. You get weird when you're not around people. You say I'm an introvert. I know, but you still got to be around people because God didn't call us to go hide in a cave. I met all these people. They're going to go to the underground. They're going to do all this other stuff. Look. The underground's right out there, man. It's under the ground, all right. You need to be out in front of people, all right? Isolation is bad. You got to be around people. You got to be around humans. You got to talk to people. Go to a coffee shop. Talk to people, all right? Isolation's not the answer. Don't do that. Don't cut yourself off like that. That's how Satan gets you. Don't do that. He gets in your mind like that. You need to have a time of meditation also. Anyway, I'll save that for the show I'm going to work on, the podcast I'll work on, you know, for that. Andy, people do hurt you. But you know what? People hurt Christ, and he kept loving people. And you know what? Andy, I can't tell you how many times I've been hurt in my life. I can't tell you how many times I've loved people and had them stick me right in the back with a knife in that fifth rib. Okay? But you got to love people anyway, man, and it's hard. I'm telling you, Andy, I know what it's like to be hurt by people. I know what it's like to be lied about. I know what it's like to be slandered. I know what it's like, but you got to give it over to Christ, and you got to keep loving people. You know? And you got to keep loving people. Well, there's a time of meditation, Artifact Hunter. I'm not saying there's not. There's a time of meditation. There's a time to meditate on God's word. There's a time to search for the Lord. But there's also a time to give back. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. Jesus took time to meditate, but he went around. And he went around people and he preached. All right? So Jesus didn't become a hermit and go hide. I'm going to tell you guys something. All these people that are trying to hide out from the Antichrist, you ain't hiding out from nobody. All right? They're trying to hide out. I ain't going to go online. I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do this. Yeah, I know. But friend, I'm telling you, I think what you're not understanding is you can't hide. This is Will Perez, brother. What helps me the most is praising the Lord by singing and getting out and telling me, amen, Brother Will. I've preached with you. I appreciate you, Brother Will. I'm glad. I'm glad you do that, brother. Praise God for you and praise God for your testimony, getting out there for people. That's right, brother. Ain't nothing that puts a smile on your face more than getting out there in the middle of things and preaching the word of God. That's right. Amen, Brother Will. Praise God for that. That's right. That's what we need to do. We need to be out there. Hello, Kristen. I'm praying for you. Hope you're feeling better. You pray for Kristen. She's with child and feeling kind of sick. But we thank God for her. We love her. And her and her husband, Garrett. But anyway, so you can't isolate yourself. You got to be around people. If you're suffering depression, you know, you got to be out there. Well, you fight that. You fight that, Andy. You get some help, Andy. I'm not telling you, Andy, listen, don't you pull off that medicine cold turkey. Okay, don't do that. You get some help with that. You find a doctor that's willing to help you get off of any medication. But don't you do that by yourself. It's very dangerous when you start messing with those pills, okay? It's very dangerous. I don't want you to do that. You get seek the advice of a good doctor that wants to help you get off that, all right? Don't do that by yourself. It's very dangerous to do that. No, don't you do that cold turkey like that. That's very dangerous. I'm not telling anybody to do that. You be careful with that, all right? You get some help from a doctor. You get some help from somebody that'll help you. You know, but anyway, so you continue to fight the good fight of faith there. Well, let me go back into this. And I'll speak more about depression and all those things. Wow, we got a lot of comments here. Let's see. I don't know what that one does. But anyway, be found in Christ. Said, do you think these people are devil-possessed? We talked about that. Spirit of perversion, confusion. Yes, transgenderism, spirit of confusion. Absolutely. And all that. We talked about the Mormonism thing. Good to have you on here, John and Ashley. Kevin. Good to have you on here. Where am I from? Somebody asked me. Well, I am from the Quad Cities. I got saved by the grace of God when I was 25 years old. I'm now 42. I've been saved 17 years. And praise God, I'm in Minnesota now, but I'm from the Quad City area. So that's where I'm from. Auster Lua. We love you here in California. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I hope you pray for me. Please do. I need it. I need the prayers. Prayers to God. Amen. Let's see. Andy, good to have you on here. Amen. Let's see. Yep, they want to pervert God's natural order of things. Who is the head of the house? The church. That's right. They're all a bunch of perverts transforming society. There's a power. I'm telling you, they're doing it by the power of Satan, and we're going to talk about that and show you. Andy, I don't believe in the Mandela effect. And I've got a brother that preached on that. It's not true. It's delusion. And I'll show you why it's delusion. You believe in this King James Bible. Satan's trying to talk you out of the Bible. Don't you let him talk you out of the Bible. With the Mandela effect, Satan wants to talk you out of this book. So you won't have confidence in it. And you believe they're able to change it. No, my God said he preserved his word. For the words of the Lord are pure as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. He ain't going to let Satan do that. God's greater than Satan. All right. Let's see. I had a few encounters with trannies and drag queens. Yep. Let's see. The woman you saw was the great city in Greek. Yeah, I don't know Greek, but, the woman is the fraternity of the Masons. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they're all connected. They all come from the same head, the same spirit of Babylon, all the same, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Absolutely. That's the war we're in. Let's see. Andrea, good to have you here. Hope you and your husband are doing well. Let's see. Ron Milson. Amen, Pastor. Well, amen to you, Ron. Hope you're doing well in the Lord. Let's see. Lolita Padro. It's okay. We know these things must take place. That's right. Even so come Lord Jesus. The world is perishing as we speak. Amen. Well, we want Jesus to come back too, but I'm sorrowful for all these people that are going to go to hell. Yeah, that looks like a bunch of junk. Yeah, somebody's spamming my account. No wonder. That happens. People like to spam you, don't they? Unfortunately, that's Satan's work. That's what he tries to do. Anyway, I'm sorry, Ron, that your mom committed suicide. That's very sad. That's very hard to take. The beast system. Yes, it's all the beast system. All of them are. Yep. Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, SDA, all of them. Let's see. That's right. The Holy Spirit won't lead you to suicide. So you know when those thoughts come, they're not from God. That's right. So you need to be careful about that. Remember that. Suicide, things like that, those are not from God. Though men wanted to die, we find Job, we find Elijah, Jonah, all these men, they wanted to die, but never wanted to take their own life. Never said they were going to take their own life. There, what is my life worth now? God, just take me. But they didn't do it. Okay? Saul. Suicide. I have a whole teaching on it, and it's not, people don't like it. Okay? And I, for sake of respect, I'm not going to go into my position on that. I'll just leave it for now. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings today needlessly or cause anybody any pain right now. So I'll just leave that alone for now. Mormons and Catholics are both polytheists. That's absolutely right. They are. And they are demonic. That's true. Al Newman left the building because SDA men are weak and effeminate, and they just are. You say you're being mean, Pastor. No, I'm not. I'm being real. I'm being real as real can get. They are weak. They are effeminate. They have the spirit of Jezebel all over them, and they cannot stand up for the biblical truth. They hide behind the skirt of that really creepy woman, Ellen G. White. And they all talk like this, Ellen G. White, Ellen G. White. Ellen G. White says, Ellen G. White says, it's just the truth. Prove me wrong. Watch all their videos. Watch them. They have this weird, like, effeminate spirit. And it's because that's what's over them. That's what rules them. If Jezebel, if that spirit rules you, that's how you're going to act. It's just true. All right. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if anybody else is on here. Or any questions are on here. If you have any questions, I'll take some of those here. Let's see. Kragen Productions, good to have you on here. Robo Gamer, hi, how are you? Hope you're doing well. It's a beautiful day. Did not know that about SDA. Well, now you know. And like G.I. Joe said, knowing is half the battle. Sorry, that ages me. I'm old. Let's see. True to God for life. Hope you're doing well. That's right. Jezebel's and Ahab. That's right. And we all know Jezebel's go to hell. That's what happens. There, Pastor Clue, there's no prophets in today's time. Not one that foretells, not one that tells the future, because we have a more sure word of prophecy right here. So to ask me that, the answer is not that foretell the future. Okay, we have the revelation here. We don't need that any longer. There are prophets that preach the word of God, but they're preaching already revealed prophecy. Hope that makes sense to you. There's two types of prophesying in the Bible, and you can see it very plainly. That's right. Ability does not mean permissibility from be found in Christ. That's right. Women have abilities, but that doesn't mean they have the permissibility from God to do it. Amen. That's a good point. Let's see. All right. Hoyt Plunkett, I don't know if I said hi to you, but good to have you on here. Overcoming the Flesh. Yep. Okay. All right. Let me scroll down to the bottom here. Let's see. Let's see. A friend of the world is an enemy to God. That's true. Okay. Let's go back. I got to find where you guys are at here. Pastor, will you get into the doctrine of Jehovah's Witnesses? Oh, maybe somebody's asking about. Yep, Pastor Hogger just did a bunch there's so many comments on here. I can't keep up with you all. Pastor Hogger just did his messages, and they are on our website. He came and did messages on that. I do have the Doctors of Jehovah's Witnesses. You have to. Oh, did you listen to my series, Kobe? I'm not sure if you did. That's right. Pastor Hogger did that this week. How about Judas? Did he suicide himself? Yes, he did. Judas did commit suicide. I'm sorry to hear that, Moon Pie, that your sister committed suicide. I'm sorry. That's very, very sad. I had a friend that was part of my family, kind of, that I grew up with, really. I was young. And 2 years ago, she committed suicide. Her daughter is my niece. And it's very heartbreaking to see. You know, so I'm sorry to hear that. Let's see. UFOs and abductions. There's a lot. It is demonic, absolutely. And Jesus is, let's see, Black Bear. Jesus is coming in the clouds. Yep. That's the sign of his coming, is the cloud. Okay. He's going to leave. This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Absolutely. That's when he comes. After the sixth seal. Paul, the spirit of charity, that's what keeps it like that. You and your wife ought to be able to sit down together, you being the head of the home and her being a submissive wife, and you ought to love Jesus enough to make it all work. Okay? That's the best I can tell you here over this. I can't analyze scripturally your entire situation because I don't know all the things. All right? Anyway, so... All right, let's see. I don't, man, there's so many comments on here. I can't even keep up with them all. Aliens are demonic. Yep. Okay, we got that. Okay, let's see. I got saved by the Holy Spirit last month and I'm very isolated. Can't find any fellowship, any advice. Nan, where do you live? Send me an email at pastorcooley@icloud.com. I'll try to see if I can help you find some folks. Okay. I'll do my best. I can't promise you, but I'll do my best to see. Any church organizations allow a woman to usurp authority over the man spiritually? You can almost always count on spiritual fornication, some kind of perversion. Yep. Amen. Let's see. JW say Jesus is not God. That's right. They do say that. That's why they're liars. When they don't have the doctrine of Christ, they're liars. SDA are not wrong about everything. The Roman Catholic Church is the woman who rides a beast. Hey, Chris, I never said they were wrong about everything. That's the danger, Chris, that they're not wrong about everything. But they're wrong about Christ, and they're wrong about the Sabbath and the law. And because they're wrong about that, they're dangerous. They're even more dangerous. I have read some of the Book of Enoch, and it's not Bible. It's trash. Don't follow it. It wasn't written by Enoch. Okay? Who knows who it was written by, but it wasn't Enoch. I've used it in the past as a historical reference to point out that they talked about giants, but I got slaughtered with that. Nave Wilson, are you affiliated with Hoggard? Pastor Hoggard is my friend, if that's what you're asking me. He just preached at this church this week, and he's my friend. Paul, she doesn't want to submit. Well, that's a heart decision between you, between her and the Lord, that she's going to have to deal with. Marco says, I've heard that nukes aren't real. I've heard that too. And I often wonder, because of geocentricity, if they are or not. So it's an interesting topic, but I don't have time to go through that. And I'm not qualified really to do that well. I'd have to study that out a lot. Do you think the Tower of Babel is a great pyramid? No. I think it's spiraling up just like this. Yep. Jesus Christ is God. Amen. He sure is God. That's right. Jesus is Lord. He is God. I think the giants built the great pyramids. It's a good theory. I don't know. I haven't studied it out, so I can't tell you that for sure. I've heard that, and I've maybe listed that. I think the Tower of Babel is CERN in your computer. That's interesting. I think there is a spiritual one, and I think there's a physical one and a spiritual one. So, Steve Richmond, please explain the gospel. What the gospel is, or how one is born again, or the preparations of the gospel. Steve, you have to be more specific than that. The gospel is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, what it is. But that doesn't list the conviction of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't list the law of schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. That doesn't list the Spirit of God's work to bring a man to conviction that reproves the world of sin and of wickedness. So there's a preparation that takes place before somebody receives the gospel. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So that's what Paul said in Romans. And the Bible talks about repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Chris asked me, so do you believe the law is done away with, Pastor? I believe the moral law is still valid today, but all the law was fulfilled in Christ. The ceremonial law were types and shadows. Read the book of Galatians and Hebrews until Christ came, and he fulfilled every one of those ceremonial laws, every single one of them. Green Delta, the book of Enoch does not line up with Scripture, and it's not Scripture. U.S., where'd that go? Opinion on mainstream Christian movies. What's my opinion on them? My opinion on mainstream Christian movies? Well, if they're not made by Hollywood or they're made by private entities that are working to try to get the gospel to people, that's one thing. I don't mind. I don't think they're wrong. But if they are working with Hollywood and compromising biblical doctrine and putting a bunch of worldliness and pop culture in them, I think they're wicked as hell. Let's see. Remnantofgod.org. My testimony is there. Okay. End time specifically, right. Andy, I'm going to tell you something as kind as I can because I love you. Read the Bible. Don't be messing with that book of Enoch. If you're having problems with depression, discouragement, there's spirits that are hanging around those books. And if you're in darkness and you're reading that stuff, it's not Bible and it can get you. All right? You be careful with that. And I want you to know something in the book of Jude. The book of Jude. Turn there, class, if you would, please. Jude chapter 4. Just kidding. I had to say that, though. Let's see. The book of Jude, like Ian Paisley says. Anyway, let's see. It says, and Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. It didn't say that Enoch wrote it anywhere. It says he said it. That's what it says. He said it. Didn't say wrote it. The Bible talks about write these things. This says Enoch said this. It doesn't say he wrote this. Satan's tricky. All right? He's tricky. Kyle Gardner, love your videos and that you back everything what you say with the Bible. Read in context. Great. Well, Christ is great, and I appreciate you praying for me, brother. Thank you so much, brother or sister. I'm sorry if I didn't get that right. Let's see. Where is that? Let's see. Back up here. Okay. The Catholic Church and the Council of Nicaea chose which books would be in the Bible. They left out Jasher. No, Chris, don't believe that. Chris, don't believe that. I don't have time to go through that whole history, but Chris, don't believe that. Believe your Bible. The Bible says that God promised to preserve his word, not hide it, not to leave it out, not to leave you in mystery or shrouded in mystery. Okay? You remember that. You got to trust God. You got to believe God. You got to believe him above all humans. You got to believe the Lord. All right? I'm not SDR. I'm just a servant of the Lord, filled with the Spirit and follow him in spirit and truth. Okay. I don't know. Latter times, I don't know who you're talking about who's not been regenerated. I'm not sure. I guess I didn't see that. Unless you're talking about me for some reason, but I know in whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. So I'm not worried about that at all. Let's see. Do you do deliverances? Hey, do you know who does deliverances, my friend? Jesus Christ. Jesus does deliverances. You know what it means? You know what the book of Joel says? It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And then in the New Testament, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Think about that, friend. The Catholic Church hasn't hid anything from God. This Bible is right here. I have the complete, infallible, inspired, perfect Word of God. I don't need any other book. I have the book. I watched a video recently on the Great Pyramid. They used the Greek Septuagint to add years onto the world. I remember that the Greek Septuagint was wrong. What are your thoughts on it? The Greek Septuagint is fake. It's not even real. So go to David Daniels, Chick Publications. Go to there, and he'll give you all the information on that, okay? He'll give you all the information on that. All right. Let's see. My family has been streaming Pastor Hoggard every Sunday morning for like 5 years because we don't have a good KJV church. Well, it's a beautiful day that I'm sorry to hear you don't have a church, but I'm glad that you can listen to Pastor Hoggard out there. He's a good man. I love him. He's my friend, and I appreciate him. He's been very kind to me. He's been a friend to me. And pastors don't have a lot of friends, believe me. Yeah, get rid of him, Andy. Get rid of him. No, Chris. See, here's the problem, Chris. Chris, you're saying that Roman Catholicism and your knowledge trumps what I have in this book. Well, you know what? Let me ask you a question, Chris. Why were the Jesuits after King James and tried to assassinate him? The gunpowder plot? Because he was translating that book in the vulgar tongue. He wasn't, but he had 49 men that were doing it across the country. Do you understand that? No, Chris, don't fall for that deception. They're trying to talk you out of the Bible. When people do that, they're trying to talk you out of the book. You can't talk me out of my Bible. I'm dying with it by the grace of God. You ain't talking me out of this book. He said all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Which means what? Which means I have it. Otherwise, I couldn't be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I couldn't be perfect, thoroughly furnished, complete, whole in him. Chris, I don't care what the word canon means. That doesn't matter. I have the scriptures. I have the word of God. You're falling for something else. You're falling for what the devil wants you to. I know you're not going to like that, but I'm telling you. Why is the KJV not enough for people? Well, because men always want something extra. Look at Naaman. He was going to be healed, and he said, go dunk yourself in that Jordan River 7 times. And he couldn't do it. Why? Because it's simple. There's something about the simplicity of Christ Jesus that is not enough for men. They always have to look for something else. What happened in the Dark Ages then? A lot happened. But guess what? Now you're speaking my language, bro. Because guess what? Let me tell you something about the Dark Ages. There was always a line of true baptized believers through the Dark Ages that had the Bible. They didn't have this. They had the different manuscripts that were together in different books, but they had the Word of God. And they fought through it, and some of them were beheaded by Rome, and they were killed, and they were destroyed, but their blood is in the Valley of Piedmont today, on that ground over there, and they fought the papal power, they fought through the Dark Ages, and they baked their Bibles in bread, and their children were thrown off mountains, their heads were chopped off, they were starved to death, they were frozen to death, they were put on the racks, but guess what? They kept the Word of God, they preserved the Word of God, and they preached the Word of God, and they had it, and they lived it. Amen. No, there aren't any books missing in my Bible. No, you do go against the King James Bible, and you're deceived. And it's your own intellect, your pride, and your mysterious looking into things that's going to do that to you, friend. I'm telling you, you're on a train wreck for apostasy. You better be careful. All right, let's see. All right. Bray Gaidish, well, God bless you too in Jesus' name. Have you read The Two Babylons by Alexander Hisoff? Much of it, some of it. I shouldn't say much of it, some of it. I haven't read all of it. I can't even remember. It's been years how much I went through it, but I didn't read it in its entirety. However, I do disagree with some of his points, but, you know, just because I think he was sloppy with some of the transliterations of words and things that he kind of made up. Let's see. Yes, the Catholic Church outlawed the scriptures, but men like me rebelled against them. And there were always men that rebelled against them. I can give you their names if you want them. Let's start. The Petrobrusians, the Lollards, the Waldenses, the Paulicians, the Henricans, Oh, man, I can't think of all of them. There's so many more. Go look at the Trail of Blood. You'll find them all there. You'll find them all there, I promise. They're there, and they had the Bible, and they defied the Roman Catholic Church. The Valleys of Piedmont have their blood soaked into the ground all over it, friend. And since the days of the apostles, they were there. So, yes, they had the Bible. They had the Word of God. Amen and amen. No, I actually believe that once a man is born again, he is born again, because you don't get born again twice. You get born again once. When the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed, Simon Callender. I don't believe in once prayed, always saved. I believe once saved, always saved. If saved, always saved. That's what I believe. Amen. I don't believe in everybody that says a prayer is born again. I believe there's fruit of the Spirit. I believe there's evidence of the Spirit. And I believe when the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You're not a son one day, not a son the next day. A son one day, not a son the next day. A son one day, not a son the next day. That's stupid. That's not even logical. That, by the way, most people that believe that have never studied the attributes of God. They do not understand the eternity of God. They do not understand where salvation was formed at in eternity. And they are wholly ignorant of God's nature. Anyway, but I understand why people get upset about that, because they see all the false professors out there. But that's the problem. You're assuming that everyone that says they're saved is truly born again. And the Bible says there's counterfeits out there. That's right. Eternal hellfire is eternal hellfire. Yep. It's eternal in hell. That's right. Let's see. Actually, Hot Bombs 99, every Christian should read Martyr's Mirrors. I appreciate the work that Fox did in Fox's Book of Martyrs, but he did one little thing wrong. He left all the Baptists out that the Reformers persecuted. He didn't mention those guys. So read Martyr's Mirrors. It's about this thick. It's a lot better of a book. Also read The History of the Waldensians. Yeah, that's a good one too. You can get that in a mini one of that if you get the works of... Oh, I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. How long have I been on here anyway? Whoa, over an hour. I got to get off here. Let's see. Yep, Trail of Blood is excellent. All those names, you identified the Catholics as the Antichrist. So do I. I know. I have no problem with that. The problem is your interpretation of the Bible not being the Word of God. That's my problem. Okay. What do you think of Leonard Ravenhill? Izzy was one of your favorite preachers. I didn't listen to Leonard Ravenhill a lot. He had some charismatic issues that I didn't agree with, but some of the things he said were true, and he was probably a saved man. I mean, I don't doubt that. He was just wrong about some things, I believe. And saved men are wrong sometimes. What is your opinion on the Dead Sea Scrolls? Well, from what I've heard, they are pretty accurate. But we already had the completed Word of God, so we didn't really need those. Let's see. Trail of Blood. Yep. But I'm not an expert on the Dead Sea Scrolls. If you want somebody like that, David Daniels, go to David Daniels' works. The man has a lot of works on that. I haven't studied the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'm just going off what people have told me. I've never read them. But anyway, Pastor, isn't Islam controlled by the Vatican? Yes, Marco, I have a sermon called Rome is the Mom of Islam. Go back and look at that one, and you'll find out, Marco, that it's there. I'm not sure what that is. Marco Falzone, what that is true. The Catholic Church is the mother of harlots. Yep, I agree. Wait a minute. Well, I can't get into that today. I wouldn't be able to look at Psalm 139 right now on the fly like this. It's something I'd have to slow down for. What do you think of the Anabaptists? They were such godly people, brother. Have you been seen the movie The Radicals? They were godly people, Greg. Some of them were called Anabaptists, but weren't good ones. Some of them were like, you know, they got into some bad stuff. But I think they were just called that, and they probably weren't that. The Anabaptist spirit, everyone that I've seen, they were good people that loved the Lord. Back then, now things change, names change, and I can't vouch for anything today. I know you aren't my judge, Paul says, but I want to know what you think of me. Having trusted Jesus early on, fast forward a couple years, I'm not trusting the Lord in all things. Well, Paul, I can't make a good determination of that, but I would suggest you get into a church and get under a pastor's care. That's important, okay? So they can watch for your soul. And Paul, you said here that I have thoughts sometimes that lead me into unbelief. Paul, that's not abnormal. In fact, I'm preaching about that this Sunday, Christ able to secure us through temptation, Christ's ability to secure us through temptation. And I'm going to talk about that. And that happens to believers. Satan tempts us to unbelief. That happens. Okay, so don't let that shake your faith. You run to Christ. He'll take care of you. Yep, Simon, I know. I'm talking about that this Sunday too. Those are antinomians, Simon, that think that they can do that. Okay, they think they can sin all they want to and they're saved. Well, that's not the spirit of a child of God. No child of God wants to live in sin and think, hey, this is cool. No way, man. That's a false gospel. And that's that. What it is a false presentation of the gospel. It's also a false convert. Andy, you hang in there. Don't you give up, Andy. You keep fighting. Let's see. Unbelief is one of the devil's favorite darts. You bet it is. It's one he used against Christ. Look at Matthew 4. He used it against Christ. He tried to tempt him to unbelief. Okay, the Bible is the Word of God. There are books that are not included. Nope, then it's not the Bible. If it's not the completed Word of God, then it's not the Bible. Chris, you're speaking out of two sides of your mouth. You better get that settled, and you better not look to mysteries and hidden things more than you do the revealed Word of God. This book for the last 400 years has seen more revival, has seen more men saved, has seen more men baptized, and seen more churches planted, and broke the temporal power of the Pope. You got to stop believing lies. So what happens when you get into too much of that stuff? It's not a good diet. That's right. None of us are perfect. That's right, brother. Let's see. Well, God bless you, Moon Pie. I hope you do well. I'm sorry that you're going through so much. You said the Septuagint is fake, but the Dead Sea Scrolls. No, I didn't. Green Delta, I didn't say either one of those. I said I've heard that they were accurate. Or if I did say that, what I meant was I've heard they're accurate. I haven't checked either one of them. I have a Bible right here. Let's see. So I don't know. I've not read them. I've not read the Dead Sea Scrolls. I've read my King James Bible. No, Simon, I've never had that. Thank God. Never had an out-of-body experience, thank God. Uh, Jesus didn't grow up with a copy, and you can't prove that. Whoever said that Jesus grew up with a copy of the Book of Enoch is a liar. How do you know he grew up with a copy of that? No, he didn't mention the Book of Enoch. Wow. Why do you need the Book of Enoch? What preacher do you ever know in the last 400 years that preached a revival with the Book of Enoch? Such a joke. Knock it off. No, it doesn't, Hoyt Plunkett. The Book of Jude references the sayings of Enoch, what he said, not anything that he wrote. It does not say he wrote that. It says he said it. Wow, I got a bunch of unbelievers on here. It's amazing to me. I have a bunch of men on here that are claiming to be Christians, and they don't believe God's word is pure. They don't believe it's pure. They believe the Pope got to this book when he tried to kill the people that put this book out. Do you see the insanity of that? That, friends, is foolishness. Sad, sad, sad. Anyway, they'll all look for something and they'll never have the completed word of God because they don't believe it. Jude said it. He didn't write it. There's no proof he wrote it. Ex-Mormon here, currently asking them to excommunicate me. Currently working on showing my parents and siblings how the Book of Mormon contradicts the Bible. Do you have a sermon to help? Yes, Kyle. Go to my Mormon series. I'm sure it's there. I've got a whole series in there. It ought to be there. I can't imagine it not being there. Oh, maybe I didn't do that one. If I didn't, maybe I'll go do that one. Let's see. Yes, I do. It's a Beautiful Day. I have a sermon on the heresy of speaking in tongues. Go to my sermon audio page and type in the charismatic movement or type in tongues. You'll find a bunch of them. Complete expositions on the subject. That's great, Chris, but I have the Word of God. You're not going to shake me on the Bible. I know what the Bible says. Chris is going bye-bye. Bye, Chris. Green Delta is going bye-bye, too. Bye, Green Delta. Say why? Because you know what? Since nobody listens to them, they want to come on here and spam my stuff, but that ain't going to happen. They're going to go bye-bye. They're not advertising their nonsense on here. It's a free country. Go advertise it somewhere else. You're not doing it here. Let's see. Yep, they come. That's because I want to do something for God, Andrea, and because I do, they're going to come on here. God, when you want to do something for the Lord, they all start coming out of the woodwork everywhere. Everywhere. That's right, misinformation. The Mandela Effect and the Flat Earth are used to distract people from the truth. That's exactly what they're there to do. KT, if that's your name, I don't know what that, the heart there. The 144,000, they're Jews, 12,000 from each tribe. Look it up. Yeah, Stephen, that's right. Why don't you use it to study the Bible, your energy? Why do you have to like go and do this? You know, why do you have to go fight with a preacher on his Facebook page about the Book of Enoch being the Bible? Hot Bombs 99, the King James Bible is dangerous to the devil, right? They have well said. Look, hey, can I show you guys something here? If I was pitching the NIV or anything else on here right now, I wouldn't have had those people come on here. You know why they came on here? You know why they came on here? Because we have the word of God and they have to come and fight it. There's a spirit that has to speak against it. Amen. Amen. I'm glad you enjoy those. Flat Earth. No, it's not biblical. You can go. I have a message on that. It makes all the flat earthers mad. But I don't want to get into a fight about flat earth here because everything turns into flat earth and I don't really talk about it. Because with most of flat earth people, you start talking about the gospel and they start going into flat earth and it's just like, oh my goodness. It just goes insane. So I don't want to do that. It's a testimony that you are speaking the truth. Amen, Alexander. That's right. That's what it is. And that's why they're doing it. Not flat earth, but the Book of Enoch guys. I believe in, yes, I believe once a man is truly born again, he is saved. And there's evidence of that. And he's sealed under the day of redemption. I don't believe a man is born again, born again, born again, not born again, born again, born again, a son one day, a son not the next day. But I don't believe that means that they live any old way they want to, because that's not true either. That's not Bible. So I have a whole, I don't believe in once prayed, always saved. I believe in biblical salvation, that it changes a man and makes him a new creature. Why are Freemasons all controlling all our views of space? Oh boy, here we go again. Say goodbye to the flat earthers. Here we go again. Okay. Turning my video into flat earth video. Goodbye. It's like they all send a signal out. Amen. Well, anyway, I'm glad you're here. And unfortunately, I just get sick of hearing that flat earth argument. Well, appreciate everybody being on here. And I'm sorry I couldn't get to some things. I couldn't. The slavery question is a long question to answer. I will answer it sometimes, though. No, we are thinking for ourselves. No, flat earth is not biblical. Bye. You're going bye-bye too. I'm not going to sit and argue about this. That's right. And I don't have a heart for the globe. I'm not working for NASA. I'm not a secret CIA agent really working for NASA. The all conspiring conspiracy around the world is NASA. And the shape of the earth is going to save men's souls if they just come to that. I'm sorry. You people are insane. How can you believe that? Yeah, Rob Skiba is a heretic. That's what he is. Skiba is an absolute heretic. Anyway. Goodbye, crazy people. Not you guys. The ones that I'm hiding. Wow, somebody got on here called Satan, I'm here, and they say, please stop preaching. Well, that'll never happen. By the grace of Almighty God. Okay. I don't want your money. Some person named Satan, I'm here, is saying they'll give me money if I stop preaching. I don't want your money. I want you to go away in Jesus' name. Bye. We must be making some folks mad out there, some devils mad out there. Rob Skiba is trying to make money. It's a joke. Anyway, that's right, he does. Okay, good. So those people are gone, and praise God for that. Okay, well, should we still have doubts such as the ones I mentioned before as saved believers? Well, Paul, you're going to have doubts if you're not obeying the Lord, if you're not walking with Christ. You know, if you're not following Christ or obeying him, then you're going to have some doubts, okay? And that that can happen. But you have to ask the Lord about that. That's something you have to search and walk with the Lord, you know, to get that answer. Okay, I can't give you that answer. I can't tell you about you, but you can't. Yeah, I mean, lots of Christians struggle. Listen, the one thing you have to understand, there's a difference in salvation and assurance. There's a difference in those two. Okay? They're not the same. All right. Assurance sometimes comes later. Sometimes it's instant. Sometimes God takes it away. There's a reason. Search and find out why. You know, if that's the case. But sometimes God wants you to search for Christ more. And if you're looking for satisfaction in the joy of your salvation, then, and not looking to Christ, then you know what that is? That's idolatry. And God doesn't want you to look at his gifts more than him. He wants you to look at Christ. Okay? Well, T-Real, you said you're afraid of death. And death is a frightening thing. It's something to think about. It makes us think. If you're a born-again believer, you don't have to be afraid of death. And you're not probably going to die right now, but God gives dying grace for when the time is. If you're saved by the grace of God, don't let death make you afraid, all right? And don't think about your death. It's good to meditate on your death sometimes and think about it. That's a good thing to do. But don't be carried away with it, okay? And if you're right with the Lord, God will strengthen you. You know, he'll strengthen you. And if you grow in the Lord, your faith will be strengthened. All right? That doesn't mean you're not saved just because you have fears. All right? Look to Christ, not your fears. How do you feel about conspiracy theories channels? Well, I don't know. I don't watch them, but I know there's conspiracies out there. You know, so anyway, well, look, I got to get going. It's my daughter's birthday and I gotta get moving. I've been on here for an hour and a half. That's the longest I've ever been on here. But I just kept having people come on here. So I praise the Lord for all of you. And, you know, yeah, she's a year old today. Isn't that something? It's amazing. Thanks, Andrea. Thanks, Kristen. I appreciate it. But I need to have a good time with them. Okay. But, my daughter say, oh, thanks, Becca. I'll be sure to tell Prudence that you're wishing her happy birthday, all of you on here. I don't know if she'll understand me. She's only a year old, but anyway, Jason, what did Jesus mean to be no part of the world? Well, no, he said, love not the world. Okay. There's a difference. Hey, thanks, Garrett. But he said, love not the world. You have to be a part of the world, but not of it. Our spirit is not of the world, okay? It's of Christ. I might just start doing these twice a week. Maybe once on like Monday and maybe once on Friday. Yeah. Prudence doesn't like Garrett Holder. Anyway, but I think I might do these once on Monday and once on Friday, maybe from now on. It's good for me to do these, I think. So it'll probably be a blessing. Hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. It will be to me to get some truth out there to folks and maybe help you all and answer some of your questions that you might have, you know. And I can't promise I can answer all of them on the fly because I'm not an encyclopedia, okay? Trim the beard. Look, I'll have you know that my wife requested this beard to be long. So it may look shaggy, but it's my shaggy beard. And I don't think any of those guys had razors back then and shaved them very much, except when they were forced to shave them. So I'm growing it out. I told her I'd grow it until it's at least 80 degrees in Minnesota. So we'll see. But I like it this way too sometimes. Then one day I'll come on here and it'll be all shaved, all right? But anyway, got to have that shaggy beard, man. Look like a man and not all crazy and perfectly kept. My wife loves the beard, man. She loves it. She likes it long and She's been after me to grow out long for a long time, but I haven't. So I decided to do it. Anyway, have a good day, everybody. Have a good weekend. Be about your Father's business. Be about there preaching the word of God. Be out there helping others, handing out gospel tracts. You know, if you have any questions, you can email me at pastorcooley@icloud.com and keep in touch there. And definitely, you can write us or whatever. And if you have some things to write us about, write me in advance, and then maybe I can answer some of these on Monday. I can't promise I can answer all of them. Okay. I'll do my best to try to answer some of them for you and be a blessing. I'll be bringing some things, and then I'll do a little bit of Q&A afterwards to try to do that for you. Praise God. Anyway, have a good day, everybody. God bless you all.